Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People talking about, well, I'm believing for a husband, and I hadn't seen a man I like. Well, most of the men on the planet you haven't met. 99% of the men on the planet you have not yet met. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? There's so much out there that you don't know about. But if you'll ask the Lord and wait on Him and follow Him, He will take you right to it. It may not be as quick as you'd like to see it, but He'll get you there. Amen. And you'll wind up in some great and some good places if you follow Him. But if you're bullheaded and hard-headed, well, no, bless God, I said Chevy and that's it. I ain't looking at the Ford place. Well, I understand what I'm talking about. I don't care what it is. You ought to have some openness in your spirit. You know, a lot of people are that way in denominations, you know. Well, no. You know, if it ain't Pentecostal, then I ain't going. If it ain't Baptist, I ain't getting in it. If it's not Presbyterian, no. If it's Catholic, is the only church. If it's not Catholic, no. Well, that's how you miss God. I said, that's how you miss God. Other people know God besides you. Other people know God outside of your group. Outside of your denomination. Aren't you glad, Faith Life Church, that we got enough sense to know that other churches know God beside us? Yes. Other people are going to heaven beside us?
Amen.
Dear me. Some folk are just... Well, I won't say that. But we are witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey Him. Everybody say co-witness. Co-witness. Now, turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians. This is a really big subject. I'm planning on being here next week, though. I tell you what, before you do that, go to Romans. I should have told you this. Romans 9. You are in Romans 8. Go to Romans 9. These are all close together anyway. Shouldn't be a big deal. You guys are pretty handy in your Bibles anyway, aren't you? I mean, y'all, we've already read through this once already in the last few months, and you're getting familiar with the Bible. You know where to go. Romans 9 and 1. Romans 9, 1. He said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience, what? Also. Do you see the word also? Now we keep seeing these kind of words. Also. We just got through reading in Acts 5. We are witnesses and also the Holy Ghost is witness. Well, here, my conscience, I lie not. My conscience also. Bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. We spent some time last week on talking about the conscience. The conscience has been called the voice of the Spirit. You have to watch the word voice because people think audible voice when you say voice. So you could also say the conscience is the expression of the Spirit, an expression of the Spirit. Don't try to hear voices in hearing from God. Did you hear me? Technically, the witness is not a voice. If I had to choose a word, I would choose the word knowing. The witness is a knowing. A spiritual sense, not a feeling, not a physical or emotional feeling. Now, we use the word feeling, And sometimes people don't understand, but somebody says, I just felt like I should go to church there today. What do you mean you felt like? So many times they're not talking about a physical feeling. They're talking about something they had inside them. And it really was a spiritual sense, not a physical feeling. We're talking about the witness. Now, here he says, my conscience, the expression or voice of my spirit, also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. Back up to the second chapter of Romans, please. Romans 8:16 and 9:1 and now 2:15. These are three very important scriptures in talking about the witness. Romans 2:15. Are you there? 2:15. Well, let me read 13. Excuse me. 2:13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also, there's the word also, doing what? Bearing witness. And their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. This is all something that's going on inside a person. Listen to another translation. It says, since they show the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing and now defending them. Another translation, I believe it was the ASV, talks about either refuting or confirming. Agreeing with or not agreeing with. And this is something that goes on inside of a person's spirit. Well, the Holy Ghost will either agree with you or not. In prayer, we have to learn that the effective prayer is when the Holy Spirit hooks up with us and anoints us to pray and guides us to pray. You can decide you're going to pray about something and get down and try to push it and try to pray about it and just be dead. And the harder you tried to pray about it, the more it wears you out. Why? Because it's just you. You're trying to pray it out. You're trying to make it. And sometimes, I've heard Brother Hagin say this in praying. He said he'd say to the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you're not hooking up with me. And the Holy Ghost said, no, and I'm not. Why? Because this particular thing was not going to go that way. Oh, how we ought to be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, some people in prayer do things akin to witchcraft. What do you mean? Trying to manipulate people's wills through prayer. Deciding what somebody ought to do and then getting down trying to pray it off on them. Trying to coerce them and manipulate their wills. Well, that's not right. I said, that's not right. So many things we don't know. You think you know what they ought to do, but there's so much you don't know. But thank God, you know, the Holy Ghost, was Romans say, the Spirit helps our infirmities. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but He does. And thank God for praying in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Pray the Word over them. If they're not saved, you know they need to get saved. I mean, there's some basic things, but when it comes to who they are to marry and where they are to move and where they are to work and where they are to go to church, you can be very presumptuous by assuming that you know all this. And you can actually miss God by getting down. Well, I know they ought to do this. I know they ought to marry so. Do you? God's going to tell you more about what they ought to do than He's telling them? Did you hear me? Yeah. Beware, friend. People do some stuff in prayer that is akin to witchcraft. Yeah. And they don't know God well enough to know the Holy Ghost is not hooking up with them. And that's why you see some folk, they're supposed to be so intense in prayer, they get off. And one way you can tell it is by their morbidness and by their deadness. You know, they call it other things, but it's just depression. Well, I stayed up all night praying for them and they're depressed. You didn't work with the Holy Ghost all night and come away depressed. Did you hear me now? He's the Spirit of love, joy, peace. Amen. You working with Him, you'll be full of love, joy, and peace. But be ready to admit. You may think something, but be ready to admit, Lord, I don't know. What is your will? What is your, help me to pray your perfect will for them, and then thank God, pray in other tongues. Amen. So, well, I don't pray that way. Well, hang around here a little while, and you can get in. It's available to everybody. Praise God. He said their thoughts accusing or excusing. This is something that goes on inside us. Now go to 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. 1 Corinthians 2. Now, in this passage we just got through reading in Romans 9 and then in Romans 2, let me explain that a little bit. He's talking about Jewish people under the law, and he's talking about Gentile people that have gotten saved. And you know, they had a big issue about, do the Gentile converts have to keep the law? Read Acts 15. They had a whole conference, whole church meeting over that question. Do the Gentile converts have to keep the law? And the conclusion was no. And he's explaining. He said, now you look at these Gentiles that have gotten saved, never even heard the law. They grew up worshiping Artemis. They grew up worshiping Diana and Baal and every other thing. They never heard the law read. But here they are saved 2 weeks and they're doing things in their life you can find in the law. Why? They never heard it. Well, it's like the law is written in their hearts. Well, the Spirit who was involved in the giving of the law is now in them. Amen. And if they're following Him, they're going to be led in line with the Bible. The Holy Ghost will always lead you in line with the Word. Always. Never is the Spirit of God going to lead you contrary to Scriptures. Ever. Never. Never has happened. Never will.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1109. That's R1109. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.